holds a child at gunpoint after shooting and killing a school bus driver, which was our lead story tonight. Another man walks into a Phoenix office building and opens fire, hitting three, killing one. Those are just two headlines from today. There have been many other recently, some far worse, of course. Keep in mind, though, how big a role, if any, does easy access to firearms play in violent crimes like these? That's the question. And crucially, how do we really know what the true facts are? Now, are both sides building their cases on shaky factual ground? Today, in testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who survived the Tucson massacre, spoke of the need for action.
Thank you for inviting me here today. This is an important conversation for our children, for our communities, for Democrats and Republicans. Speaking is difficult, but I need to say something important. Violence is a big problem. Too many children are dying. Too many children. We must do something. It will be hard, but the time is now. You must act. Be bold, be courageous. Americans are counting on you. Thank you.
Well, she spoke from handwritten notes, which were posted on the Facebook page of the gun reform group that she and her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, founded. He also testified, along with the National Rifle Association's Wayne LaPierre and others. Commander Kelly at one point answering Mr. LaPierre's claim that background checks don't need to be made universal.
My wife would not be sitting in this seat. She would not have been sitting here today if we had stronger background checks.
Well, the NRA position, though, and it's shared by many people, is that criminals would still be able to get and use firearms, that banning high-capacity magazines would similarly not work, nor would reinstating the ban on semi-automatic weapons, such as the one used in Newtown, Aurora, and elsewhere. Now, there's just one problem. Both sides in the gun debate use the assault weapons ban, which was in effect from 1994 to 2004, to make their case. Listen.
Independent studies, including one from the Clinton Justice Department, proved that it had no impact on lowering crime.
The Department of Justice report assault weapons as a percentage of gun traces, which shows a 70% decline.
While armed security works, gun bans do not.
I've been in law enforcement for nearly 35 years, and I've seen an explosion of firepower since the assault weapons ban expired. Victims are being riddled with multiple gunshots.
Reenact a law that, according to the Department of Justice, did absolutely nothing to reduce gun violence.
The 1994 assault weapon ban did not stop Columbine. The Justice Department found the ban ineffective.
You might hear all those sides and say to yourself, well, both sides cannot be right. The problem is there's really no clear-cut way of telling who is, not just because each side accuses the other of cherry-picking the data. The real problem is that there's simply not enough good research to draw solid conclusions. Take a look at what the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service concluded in a November report on the existing body of knowledge. And they quote, none of the existing sources of statistics provide either comprehensive, timely, or accurate data with which to assess definitively whether there's a causal connection between firearms and violence. And a big reason for that scarcity of good research? Well, Congress, under pressure from the gun lobby, doesn't pay for it. Take a look. From 1993 through 1996, Congress allocated about $2.5 million annually so the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, could study gun violence. But since 1996, the money, it's dried up, averaging just $100,000 a year over the last 3 years and a budget of nearly $6 billion. Now, having said all that, the lack of definitive research has not stopped policymakers and community members from doing what they can with what they've got in the struggle against gun violence and learning as they go. If you know that better than longtime New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, he joins me now.